第四历代有多少神的儿女被主的荣耀所吸引？
Indeed, throughout all generations, there are so many children of God who have been drawn by the glory of Christ.
我们的看见主的荣耀，他们脱去地上起的尘垒，奔了摆在前面的路。
Because they have seen the glory of Christ, therefore they will be able to be delivered from all the entanglement of this world and run ahead.
我们来读两节圣经。
Now we shall read two passages.
第一节是在希伯来书第一章的第四节。
Hebrews 1:4.
他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
然后第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦。就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God might taste death for everyone.
一起祷告。
Let's have some word of prayer.
主啊，带领我们，真是在圣灵里面来见我们的主。
Lord, lead us indeed in the Spirit to see our Lord.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Because he is the brightness of the glory of God and the express image of his person.
叫我们能够因着看见主的荣光。
So Father, because we have seen His glory, we shall run quickly after you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们说到圣徒竭力奔跑，进入完全，是神永远的旨心意。
We have mentioned that this is God's eternal purpose that all the saints should endeavor to enter into perfection.
他在创世以前，在基督里面拣选我们的时候，就已经定规要我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
God has purposed this in His mind that before the foundation of the world, before He chose us, and this is something in His will.
那么在世界里面。他带领我们，教导我们，要我们脱离一切的残垒，也能够进入完全。
Yet in time, as he has continued to teach us that we should cast away all the entanglements of this world and press on to enter into perfection.
那么在哥林多后书他第十三章那里，把保罗说，我们所求的，就是。你们做完全的。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul also prayed for the Corinthians that I pray for your perfection.
在希伯来书六章一节，他就说，我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
And also in Hebrews 6:1, Paul says that let's leave the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ.And press on to enter into perfection.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗他用他自己在主面前多年的学习经历，一点一点的教导带领神的儿女。
In 2 Corinthians, we see Paul through all years of experiences, bit by bit, he's been teaching God's children to enter into perfection.
叫我们能够进入完全。那么，在希伯来书呢，它的重点呢是要我们来看那个荣耀里的基督。
In Hebrews, that the focus of the book is for us to gaze upon the Christ in glory.
因着我们看见基督的荣耀，我们就能够脱离一切卑贱的事情，能够奔着前面的路进入完全。
Because we have seen the glory of Christ, we are able to cast away all the base things, all the earthly entanglement, so run the journey ahead of us.
那这两件事情呢，其实是分不开的。
Actually, these two things are inseparable.
我们越多的认识自己，越多的在主里面有学习，受带领教导，会让我们越多认识看见主的荣耀。
As we learn more about Christ, being led, being taught by Him, and then we will accordingly know more about His glory to run the church.
那么我们越多看见主自己的荣耀，一面我们看见里面自己的软弱需要脱离的，一面受鼓舞往前走。
The more we see our weaknesses, the more we see the glory of Christ, and then we'll be encouraged to continue on.
那么所以在希伯来书里面，他一面让我们从各方面来看见主他自己的荣美。
So in Hebrews, you can see the glory of Christ from all aspects.
但是你在这里面，他不时的提醒我们，警戒我们。
In the book, the writer constantly exhorts us and admonishes us.
说恐怕我们随流失去。
Lest we drift away.
免得我们像不幸的那些人不幸的恶心跌倒。
Lest we have this evil heart of unbelief and we stumble.
所以呢，我们在来读的希伯来书的时候呢，一面看见主的荣美，一面呢，这些荣美甚至让我们身上有回应啊，能够更多的像我们的主。
So as we read the book of Hebrews, on the one hand we see the glory of Christ, on the other hand, we should be encouraged to continue to follow on.
在希伯来书一章的头三节呢，它简简单单的三节就把我们基督的那个多面容颜显在柔美写在我们的面前。
In Hebrews, just with these simple three verses, the author has shown us the many facets of the Christ's glory.
简简单单的三节圣经就把主从永世到永世他的身份他的荣耀显在我们的面前。
Just with these three simple verses, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's glory has already been revealed to us.
很多圣经我们需要背的，特别是三节圣经呢，我们需要牢记在心里头。
We should memorize many verses, but especially the first three verses in Hebrews. We need to remember them.
从第四节开始呢，一直到第五章呢，它是从一个角度啊，让我们来认识基督里面的荣耀。
And also from verse 4 all the way to chapter 5, we could view the glory of God from one particular aspect.
借着我们所熟悉的一些人物，天使、摩西、约书亚、亚伦，让我们来看见，借着比较，我们看见主他自己的荣美。
Through all these familiar figures like angels, Moses, Joshua, then we could see the comparison between Christ and them.
那么在一开始他说，当他跟天使比的时候，他所承受的名比天使更尊贵，他是远超过天使。
And in chapter 1, we see that the name that our Lord obtained by inheritance is more excellent than the name of the angels.
新约里面我们对于天使认识不多，经历不多，虽然他是服役的灵替我们服侍我们。
In New Testament, we do not have much understanding of the angels. Only we know that they are ministering spirits to minister to us.
但是我们更熟悉的是主他自己，更多熟悉的是圣灵在里面的工作。
What we know more is the Lord Himself and also the work of the Holy Spirit in Him.
但是在主来之前，在旧约里面的时候呢，神是常常借着天使做事，常常借着天使说话。
But in Old Testament, before the Lord Jesus came, that God often spoke through His angels.
那常常的发觉呢，神的差遣天使叫人说话，跟人走那个一同行走，说着说着，走着走着，就变成神在说话。
We find that as God spoke through angels, or as God walked with them, while He was doing all this, it turned out to become God speaking.
就天使在创造那天开始，受造那天开始，他就活在神的面前，他非常自认识清楚神的心意。
Angels from the day of his creation, they live before God, so they do know God's will very well.
所以神给天使的那个荣耀也是非常大的。
Therefore, the glory that God gave angels is very great.
当以赛亚在圣殿里面看见撒拉佛的时候。
When Isaiah saw Seraphim in the holy temple,
圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣耀充满全地。
They cry out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts, His glory is, the earth is full of His glory."
以赛亚立刻扑倒在地，他说：“我有祸了。”
Right away, Isaiah fell down on the ground and saying, "Woe is me."
因为借着撒拉佛呢，他显出神自己的圣洁。
Because through Seraphim, God revealed His own holiness.
在以西结里面呢，他也的神借着基路伯来显出他自己的荣耀。
And also in Ezekiel, God through cherubim, He showed His own glory.
那么天使是非常有能力的。
We know angels are extremely mighty.
那么在十七家年代的时候呢，那么神差遣一个天使，就把那个亚述全军186,000人一夜完全有那个毁灭。
In the days of Hezekiah, God sent only one angel who's had slain all the Assyrian army of 185,000 people. In Old Testament, the primary part is about the law.
那律法呢是借着天使传的。
Yet the law is given through angels.
它是借着天使经中保之手传给我们的。
The law is appointed through angels by the hand of one mediator.
这记得斯提凡的见证，那么在经济里面向着摩西显现的呢，是神的使者。
And also in the Stephen's testimony that the very one who appeared to Moses in the burning bush is the angel.
那么在旷野里面传把神的话传给摩西的也是这个天使。
Also in the wilderness, it is the angel who.Declare all God's words.
所以呢，天使他在神的工作里面是非常重要。
Therefore, angels played a very important role in God's words.
但是呢，当他来跟神的儿子比的时候呢
，But in comparison to the Son of God,
神的儿子远超过天使。
The Son of God is much better than angels.
那么在这里呢，他从三个方面来说到神的儿子的超绝。
Now here we see that in three aspects we could view the supremacy of the Son of God.
那首先呢，说所有天使神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
First, for to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you"?
那么这些圣经呢，在圣经里面出现了四次。
This verse has appeared four times in the Bible.
它从四个方面来说到神儿子他的职分。
So from four angles, the verse speaks of the ministry of the Son of God.
在诗篇第二篇的时候，那里说呢，受膏者说呢，耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Now in Psalm 2, the Messiah, the Anointed said that, God said that, "You are my son, today I have begotten you."
诗篇第二篇是说到有一天基督来的时候，他要在地上建立国度，他的国度里面做王的。
Psalm 2 tells us that one day Christ will come to the world to establish his kingdom and he shall reign in it.
那么他要用铁杖辖管列国。
And also with the rod of iron he shall reign over them.
所以这句话呢，里面说到有一天主要来做王的。
So this verse tells us that one day our Lord will come as king.
第二个出圣经呢，是在使徒行传13章那里呢。保罗在传福音的时候，他说到主，他从死里复活。
The second reference is from Acts 13. As Paul preached the gospel, he mentioned the Lord's resurrection from the dead.
他说是这应验的经上所说，今日你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Thus this verse is fulfilled in that you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
这句话里面还包含了一件事情，就是主有一天要来，他为我们。 生为我们死啊，那么啊，有一天从死里复活。
Now in this verse, it also contained that one day the Lord would come to the world, that He was born for us, He would die for us, but one day He would return as the King, reigning over.
第三句呢，第三句就在这里，他说到。他的出处，天使呢是被造的，但是呢是儿子是被死神所生的。
Now in third reference here is in Hebrews 1:5 that angels were created, yet the Lord is born.
他在有世之前啊，在天使被造之前，他就是父怀里的独生子。
Before eternity passed, before angels were created.Our Lord is the very Son in God's bosom.
那第四次处呢，是在希伯来书第五章啊，他说到那个大祭司啊，这个啊，他基督不是自取荣耀做大祭司的。
And the other fourth reference is from Hebrews 5. There, the writer mentions that the Lord did not take this glory to him on his own.
乃是在乎，难道对他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，他为立的。
Yes, he was appointed by God, for God said, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
那么，所以这句话呢，从他永古父所生的，到时间里面他为我们死在十字架上，从死里复活，到有一天，那么他今天这坐在这个复活之后，成为我们的终极的大祭司，有一天他还能再来，在国度里头作王。
So the four references are saying that our Lord Christ was born in eternity past by God, and He came to the world, He suffered, died on the cross, and He rose again, and one day He would come again as King.
那么在这里呢，他特别跟天使来比的时候，一比较的时候，来发觉呢，天使只不过是被造的，他是父所生的，他有父一切的丰盛在那里头。
So in such comparison, we could see that angels were only created, yet our Lord was born of God and with all the glory within Him.
神的一切的智慧、能力、是属性、他的恩慈，都有形有体的就居住在基督里头。
All the wisdom, power, and His loving kindness, everything is embodied in Christ.
所以在光是在这一点上。他就远远超过天使。
Just with this, our Lord is much better than angels.
那不但是这个样子。
But more than this.
他说呢，神以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。
Because we know God made His angels wind and His ministers a flame of fire.
这些是使者，他们是职分。
These are the ministries of the of God's angels.
那么然后论到子呢，他说神啊。你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
As to the Christ, the Son of God, God says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter. Righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
他不但是父怀里的独生子。
Not only is our Lord the only blessed begotten Son.
他是神子。
But He is the Son of God.
他更是神子自己。
Even more,He is God Himself.
他是子神。
He is God the Son.
那么三位一的神的这个真理呢，是基督教的根基。
Now the truth of the Trinity of God is the very foundation of Christians' belief.
那么使徒约翰呢，在二书里面呢，他说呢，这个如果有人他不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的话，这是敌基督的。
In 2 John, we see that John says that if anyone does not confess Christ come in the flesh, this is an antichrist.
如果他不认耶稣基督是成了肉身的，这人不能跟他交往的，人不能接待他。
And you should not associate with him, nor receive him, do not have fellowship with him.
确实在神的家中有许许多多不同的宗派的那个教训，但是我们都可以相交，只要我们都承认我们的神是三位一的神。
Yet, we do know that in the house of God, even though we might have different doctrines, different thoughts of Trinity, yet as long as we know that Christ is the Son of God, we should be able to fellowship with one another.
但是三而一的这个真理呢，是没有像圣经这么明确的说到这个字。
Even though Trinity is not clearly spelled out in the Bible.
那么教会也一直要等到第四世纪的时候，那么开大公会议的时候，他们共同决定才决定说，神的儿子，他不但是神的儿子。
This truth is affirmed not until the 4th century, after all Christians had a great conference, they confirmed that not only Jesus is the Son of God, He is God Himself.
那么确实在圣经里面呢，我们很少看见他直接说神的儿子，耶稣基督他就是神。
In the Bible, we seldom see it expressed so clearly that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
大部分的圣经关于这方面的圣经呢，在翻译上的时候，常常会有不同的翻译。
A lot of Bibles would have come up with different interpretation of this.
那这边这里也是少数的，如果不是唯一的这些经文，它直接说到子，它就是神。
Here is one of the few verses that is mentioned directly that the Son is God Himself.
那么在这一处，他在这里提呢，是借着跟天使比较的时候，他不是被造的，他是就神那一位。
As we see it here, that in this comparison, we know that Jesus Christ is not created.He is born of God, God Himself.
那么这个真理在这里这么直接了当的提出来，是在希伯来书里面提出来，是非常非常的这种思想的。
Therefore, this truth being brought out clearly in Hebrews really warrant much more meditation.
因为希伯来书的这些受信的都是以色列的。
Because all the recipients of the book of Hebrew.Are Israelites. From very young, they have been taught that Jehovah the Lord is one.
在那个时代，那只是回教还没起来啊。那么，这大概只有他们是唯一的一个宗教是一神教。
Now, before Muslim was raised up, and in those days that only.Judaism is the only religion in which God is the only one.
所以主在当主在地上，好几次说话，把他自己跟父摆在同等的时候，以色列人不能够接受。
That's why in New Testament, when Jesus taught in many places that Jesus placed himself next to God, and Jews could not accept this thing.
主说呢，我与父原为一。
Because the Lord said, I am one with God.
以色列人拿起石头打他。
Therefore, Israelites immediately wanted to stone him.
那你是你说亵渎的话。
Because you have been blaspheming.
你不过是人了，怎么可以跟神来相比
？Now you are a mere man. How could you compare yourself to God?
在他们观念里面，就算是他们认耶稣是弥赛亚，弥赛亚也不是神。
In their notion, even though they would accept Jesus as their Messiah, but still, Messiah is not God.
那么在希伯来书里面，当他要显出基督的荣美的时候。他把这个真理说得这么样的清楚。
But in the book of Hebrews, to show the glory of Christ, the truth has been made so crystal clear.
几乎所有的翻译本，它翻译都是一致的。
And all the translations of the Bible from different versions say the same thing.
让我们看见主，他不但是父怀里的独生子，他就是神自己。
So here we do know that Christ Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, and He is God.
那么第三方面呢，他再一次说到他跟这受造之物的关系。
Now the third perspective speaks of the relationship between the Son of God and His creation.
主啊，你起初立的地的根基，天也是你手所造的。
You, Lord, in the beginning, lay the foundation of the earth, and heavens are the work of your hands.
All
things are made through him, and nothing that was made that was not made by him. So we know all things are created.
那个万物的结局呢?
But what's the final outcome of all things? What is the final outcome of all things?
我们神创造天地, 他不需要用137亿年来造啊。
Our Lord created the heavens. He did not need
30.7 billion years. 他六天就造完。
He created the world in 6 days.
而且他造六天呢, 是要我们第七天跟他一同歇息安息。
And he created all things in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he wanted us to rest together with him.
在马丁路德时代的时候，人说怎么会是六天造呢？神不是说有就有，命里就立嘛？所以六天造，他们觉得太长了。
In the days of Martin Luther, they think this is impossible because God spoke and it was done. He commanded and it's too fast, so this is too long.
虽然这个宇宙因为人犯罪的开始渐渐的衰败，
even though that man fell, the whole universe starts to decay.
但是呢，他也不需要几十亿年以后，他才变成一个死的世界。
But still, God does not need all these years, billions of years to make this.
我们主啊，一再的说他来的日子近了，他来的日子近了。
And our Lord continues to say, the day of His return is near.
如果我们有幸，我们在有生之年，我们这一辈人看见主再来。We
if we are blessed to see the Lord's second coming while we are still alive.
如果我们先睡，也许我们的下一代、下下一代能够看见主再来。Even
though we fall asleep, maybe our next or even next generation will see Him.
当他再来的，首先他要做的一件事情，把整个地球整个恢复过来啊，像伊甸园这样的美丽。The
first thing our Lord would do is to restore the whole universe at that in the Garden of Eden. And he would establish the kingdom 1,000 years on earth. After 1,000 years,
那时候呢, 凡是有形体都要被火所融化, 那时候是有新天新地, 有意居在其中。
Everything that has a form will be burned up by fervent heat, and then the new heavens and new earth will come.
所以他说了，天地都要灭没了，你却要长存，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了。Therefore,
heavens and earth will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garland, like a cloak, you will fold them up. They will be changed, but you are the same. Your years will not fail.
这个整个的那个受造，不但是在他里面造的，是借着他造的，也是为了他造的。The
whole creation is made in him, through him, and by him.
有一天，有一天呢，他会把整个世界都要更新了。So
one day the whole universe will be renewed.
借着跟天使相比啊，那个天使他只不过是个服役的灵啊。So
through this comparison, we do see that the angels are merely ministering spirits.
他今天他为我们这些救恩承受救恩的人效力。Today
they are sent to minister to us who are to inherit the salvation.
所以呢，我们首先呢要看见呢。 在神作为神子的基督呢，他是何等样的荣耀，何等样的。So
first of all, as the Son of God, Christ, let's see how glorious He is.
但是在时间里头。Yes,
in time.
在地上三年半里面。In
the Lord's earthly life, 33.5 years.
他是比天使还要小。
He was made a little lower than angels.
我们呢，人被造呢，是比天使小的。We
as men were created a little lower than angels.
天使被造的时候，确实比我们来的荣耀。When
angels were created, they were much more glorious than we. But when the Lord came,
第一次来的时候,
when He came the first time,
他人子的身份来到这世上,
as the Son of Man.
那么在那段时间里面，他比天使还要微小。
In that period of time, he was actually lower than angels.
虽然呢，我们呢不真的是不能够理解，怎么可能一个创造天使的神，居然会比一个受造的天使来的小？
Even though we could not understand, how could he who created the angels could be lower than angels who are created by him?
但是在那 3年半所带进的属灵意义是何等样的丰富啊！
But we do know how rich is the spiritual meaning of our Lord's earthly 33.5 years on earth.
首先呢，对着我们这里面的属灵的意义是非常的丰富的。
It's so rich, especially to us.
三个方面呢，首先呢，他呢因着神的恩呢，为人人擦了死污。
So I would like to point out three aspects of this richness. First, by the grace of God.He has tasted death for everyone.
他道成了肉身，比天使还要小一点，是为了要站在人的地位上为人受死。
He, the very word of God, became flesh and standing in the place of God, and he died for man.
按照这个若不流血呢，罪不得赦免。
Because without shedding blood, there is no remission of sins.
神的儿子来成为肉身的形状，就是要站在我们的地位上，为我们死在木头上。
The Son of God took on human body, standing in our place, just to die for us.
流出的宝血洗净我们一切的罪孽。
The precious blood He shed has cleansed all our sins.
叫我们能够脱离将来的审判，大日的火。
So we could be delivered from the great judgment to come and the lake of fire.
同时呢,
At the same time,
他不但死了, 他也复活了。
He not only died, but he also rose again.
他在十字架上面战胜了仇敌, 他从死里复活, 那么败坏的掌死权。
Now he had overcome the enemy on the cross and also destroyed the enemy who had control of death.
我们信了主了，我们的血，我们的罪被洗净了，我们不受将来的大日的审判了。
Now we have believed in the Lord, our sins are cleansed by His blood, and we're saved from the judgment of the great day.
但是我们还是要死的。
Yes, we still will die.
就算信了主了。面对死亡的时候，我们里头也会害怕。
But so even we believe the Lord, facing death, we might still become timid.
那么回想呢，当我们还不信主的时候，死亡啊，在我们身上是一个权势。
Reflecting on this fact, before we believe in the Lord, this power of death has so tightly gripped us.
多少人因为害怕死亡，他们烧香拜佛。他们吃烟灰，他们喝符水啊。
So many people, because they fear this death, they would burn incense, they would worship Buddha, and they would even eat the vegetarians all their life just because of this fear of death.
因着怕死，他们成为魔鬼的奴仆。
Because of this fear of death, they have become slaves of the devil.
是的，我们信主了，我们碰遇见死亡也会害怕。
Yes, after we have believed the Lord, when we face that, we might still be scary.
但是死亡不能够使我们成为他的俘虏。
Yeah, this death can never make us his slaves anymore.
魔鬼再也不能够在我们身上，因着我们怕死，叫我们成为他的奴仆。
Devil will never make us to become his slaves just because we're afraid of death.
因为我们的主死了，他也复活了。
Because our Lord died and he rose again.
他是出熟的果子，当主来的时候，我们都要复活。
He is the very first fruit, and when he comes again, we shall all be raised to life.
这个复活的盼望让我们能够胜过死亡，能够胜过阴间的权势。
So this hope of resurrection will make us prevail against all the gates of the Hades and the power of death.
那么，但是从我们信主那天开始，就到我们死亡见主面的日子。
But from the day we believe in the Lord to the day we face death,
它还有好长的一段日子。
There is such a long period of day.
我们呢还要遇到许多的艰难。
We shall encounter so many hardships.
我们要遇到许多的试探。
That we would face so many temptations.
我们呢常时会软弱，常时会哭，就是哭泣。
We will become weak. We may even will.
我甚至在常常在里面叹息。
We often sigh within ourselves.
神的儿子来，他成为肉身，他比天使小一点，他有做啊，他做一件事情。
The Son of God took on the human flesh, and with all the grace He brought to us, there's one thing He wants to do.
你知道，当我们信主以后呢，我们都被称为神的儿子。
You know that after we believe in the Lord, we are all called the sons of God.
那么在圣经里面，天使也被称为神的儿子。
But in the Bible, the angels are also called the sons of God.
那么在约伯记里面的时候，那是说神的众子来到神的面前。
In Job, we read that one day all the sons of God, came before him.
那么以色列人也被称为神的儿子。
Even Israel is called the son of God.
神要以摩西去跟法老说啊。你那个什么，让我的百姓去认以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
God sent Moses to speak to Pharaoh and saying that let my people go. Israel is my son, my firstborn.
但是只有我们这些重生得救的人。
But only we who are born again by His grace.
他称我们为他的弟兄。
He calls us His brethren.
他从腓立复活以后，他显现给玛利亚看。
As he rose from the dead, he showed himself to Mary.
说你去告诉我的弟兄，我要升上去见我的父，就是你们的父，是见我的神，就是你们的神。
Go and tell my brethren, I'm going up to see my father, your father.
我们呢跟主有一个特别的关系哈，他称我们为他的弟兄。
So we have this special, unique relationship with the Lord because He called us His brethren.
所以呢，他呢，凡事该与他的弟兄相同。
Therefore, in all things, He has to be made like His brethren.
他跟我们经历各一样的这个的艰难，一样的苦难。
He just like us have gone through all the difficulties, all the afflictions.
为了要能够体恤我们。
Just to be able to be sympathetic with us, to deliver us.
你知道我们在我们肉身当中啊，有许多的试探。
We all know that in our flesh there are so many temptations.
我们灵里头受试探。
We are tempted in our spirit.
那保罗说呢，你那些拜偶像之物啊，你不要去碰。
And Paul says, "Do not touch all those things." Of the idols.
不是说这个是偶像是真的，这食物是真的。
It's not to say the idol is a real thing, nor the food offered to them is real.
因为他们拜这些这偶像，他们是拜鬼呀、啊，他们不是拜神。
Because as they worship all these idols, they worship the devil, not God.
所以我不愿你们与我们神相主相交，又与鬼相交、啊。
So I do not want you to have fellowship with God at the same time.You also have fellowship with the devil.
所以在哥林多后书第七章里他说的，我们要成圣的话呢，不但我们要除去身体的污秽，还要除去灵里面的污秽。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians 7, we read that for us to be sanctified, we have to be delivered from the filthiness of our spirit as well as the flesh.
魔鬼常常在灵里头试探。
Because the devil often tempts us in our spirit. He also tempts us in our soul.
我们的高傲、世上的情欲、那个眼目的情欲啊，在骄傲我们的这个自大，这个里面呢，这个火里面呢，许许多多的那个污秽，是许许多多的受到这个试探。
There are so many temptations, all the filthiness.In our soul, because we see the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, as well as the pride of this world.
同时呢，我们这个肉身的身体也受试探。
At the same time, our physical body are being tempted.
它的肉身里面有情欲啊。
Because in our body there is this lust.
大卫没有胜过这个情欲，犯了这么大的罪。
Just as David, who did not overcome his lust, so many great sins he has committed.
圣经上说呢，你不要 贪食好酒。
And the Bible says, do not be gluttons and wine bibbers.
不要像那外邦人，他们以他们肚腹为他们的神。
Do not be like Gentiles, their belly is their God.
所以呢，我们整个人呢，都是在受到神那个的仇敌的试探。
So our whole being is being tested by the enemy.
当主在出来服侍，开始服侍之前，他被圣灵吹到旷野去受魔鬼的试探。
Right before the Lord started his earthly ministry, he was impelled by the Holy Spirit to
in
the wilderness. He fasted 40 days and
nights,
and he became hungry.
那么那个试探人的近前来，就说啊。
The tempter came and said this to him.
如果你是神的儿子的话，你可以叫这石头变成食物。
If you are the son of God, command the stone to become food.
这是一个非常合理的一个讲法，那个肚子饿了嘛。
This is such a reasonable saying because you're hungry.
那主说呢，经上记得说，人活着不是单靠食物，那是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Yet the Lord replies, it is written, men shall live not only by food, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
然后呢，魔鬼就带到那个圣殿的顶上。
And then the devil brought Jesus to the pinnacle of the holy temple.
说呢，你可以从这里跳下去。
Throw yourself down.
你不是说圣经上说吗？经上也说了，他说他吩咐的你他的使者拖着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上啊。
As is written, God will give charge to his angels, and in their hands they will bear you up, so your foot will not dash against the stone.
主毫不为所动，他说呢，不可。经上又记得说，不可试探主你的神。
And our Lord was not persuaded at all. He replied, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God."
如果他那是跳下去了。
If at that time our Lord failed, if our Lord did throw himself down, even though the angel bear him up in their hands, even though they would be worshipped by all people and made him their king. And this is how the devil tempted our Lord in his soul.
然后魔鬼把他带到最高的山上去。
And then again, the devil brought our Lord Jesus to the exceedingly high mountain.
世上的万国的荣华都显给他看。
And to show him all the kingdoms, all their glory.
这些东西都是赐给我的。
This is all mine.
只要拜我，把这些东西通通赐给你。
Just fall down before me and worship me. I'll give it all to you.
魔鬼没有在说谎啊。
And Satan did not lie at the time.
因为呢，他是这个世界的王嘛。
Truly, he was the ruler of this world.
他何必要上十字架呢？
Why did you have to go to the cross?
你要是经过那个苦难，把这世界过来，你拜一拜我，我就把这世界给你。
Why did you have to go through all the tribulation? Just worship me, I'll give you all.
他在灵里头试探他。
This is how the tempter tempted the Lord in his spirit.
主继续用神主的话说。
And the Lord continues to answer with God's word.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve.
那我又这么在想哈，我们是活在21世纪里面的人。
Now, think of this. We now live in the 21st century.
那我们所碰见的试探，绝对不是那个时代的人所碰见的，对不对？
The temptations that we face are not the same as those in the Bible, Old Testament times, the Bible times.
不要说是 TV 了，是手机了，这个 Internet 了，到处都是试探，对不对？
You see temptations everywhere, TV, computer, and also your cell phone.
这些是主能够体恤吗？
Can our Lord be sympathetic with us in these matters?
圣经说了，他说他的凡事上他都受过试探。
The Bible tells us, he was tempted in all points.
也许外面的事，发生的事情不一样。
Maybe the outward things that happen are different nowadays.
但是里面本质的试探是一样的。
But the essence of the temptation remains the same.
不管我们是受到邪灵的，诱惑也好。
Whether you are enticed by the evil spirit,
或者是我们 在魂里头那高高傲自大也好。
Or you become arrogant in your soul.
或者我们身体上的许多的需要恶意也好。
Or because of all the necessary needs of your body.
这些主都经历过。
Our Lord Jesus have gone through all of this.
所以呢，他能够搭救这些被试探的人。
Therefore, he is able to aid those who are being tempted.
那位创造天使的主，在肉身的时候，比天使小一点，为了要站在神的地位上，他要体恤我们，他要拯救我们。
The Lord who created the angels, and he was made a little lower than angels while he was alive on earth, and he went, eventually he died on the cross. He went through everything just for the one purpose.To rescue us.
这是呢对我们所有的意义啊。
Now this is what it means to all of us.
他道成肉身，对他来讲的基督本身来讲的话，也是非常有意义的。
But this is also very meaningful to our Lord Jesus as he became the Word incarnate.
我们照着这个顺序的倒过的顺序来看。
So we're going to reverse this sequence to think about.How this means to our Lord.
首先呢
First,
他经历这些是为了要他成为一位慈悲忠心的大祭司。
First, Jesus went through all this in order to become the merciful and faithful high priest.
确实神说你是我的儿子我今日生你是有一天说到有一天他要成为大祭司。
Yes, indeed, God said, you are my son today, I have begotten you.And God is speaking of the very day he will become the merciful and faithful high priest.
但如果他仍然是在神子里面的话，他没有办法体恤我们。
But if Jesus Christ remains in as the Son of God, he was not able to be sympathetic with us.
为了要是成为慈悲忠心的大祭司，他来到人间，他成了取了人的样子。
It's for this very purpose to become the merciful and faithful high priest. He came to the world and to become like mere man.
其实呢，他道成肉身这件事情里面充满了奥秘，很多我们都不明白。
Actually, there are so many mysteries which we do not understand in this saying, the Word incarnate.
他说他被试探，
被试探 and.He suffered being tempted.
我们被试探的时候，我们会受苦。
When we are tempted, we also suffer.
我们挣扎，我们努力啊。
We struggle. We try to get out of it.
因为我们是生来是个罪人，我们有罪性，所以我们犯罪。
We are born sinners. We have the sinful nature within us. That's why we sin.
但是我们的主生来他就是他是圣灵怀孕的，他没有罪性。
But our Lord was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He had no sin.
他不但从来没有犯过罪，他也是那位不知道什么是罪的。
Not only did he never commit any sin, but he did not know sin.
这些试探在他身上是真实的吗？
So is this temptation in our Lord Jesus so real?
在这些试探上，我们的主会跌倒吗？
In the midst of all the temptation, would our Lord fail?
我们是不可能的，对，因为他来就是要除去罪人，就他绝对不可能跌倒。
And we would say that no, this is impossible that he would fail because he can to deliver us from all the sins.
但是呢，对我们中间大部分人来讲啊
，But to most of us,
如果你把这个一个那个毒品摆在你面前啊
，If there is some drug.Place before you.
除非我们有特别的经历，大概我们看着就把它丢掉，碰都不碰。
Unless we have some special experience, usually we look at the drug and we throw it away.
对某些人，他可能是个试探，对我们大部分人大概都不是个试探。
So this drug addiction might be a great temptation to some people, but to most of us, it's nothing.
是的，魔鬼他不但是在旷野试探他。他只是暂时的离开他，他一生33年半就不是随时随地在试探他。
The devil left our Lord temporarily after he was tempted in the wilderness, but throughout our Lord 33 and a half years, The devil constantly tested our Lord.
那么在这些试探当中，他会跌倒吗？
Will our Lord ever fall in the midst of all these temptations?
如果他绝对不会跌倒，他怎么会受苦呢？
If he would never stumble, then how would he suffer?
可能我们到勇士里以后，我们才能够明白。
That probably the answer to this question can only be known in eternal.
我们只能在信心当中接受我们的主为了要体恤我们，他道成的肉身，他接受各样的试探，在受试探，他受苦。
Only in faith we have to accept this saying that he would not fail in the midst of temptations. He became the flesh. He was tempted.And for 33.5 years, and he overcame. Simply because he wants to be our merciful and faithful
high.
Regardless of all the hardship we would ever encounter, just as man is bound to difficulties as the sparks fly upward, we often.Meet with difficulties. Yet our high priest sympathizes with us.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
那么第二点呢？
Now the second point.
他为什么要受这些苦呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus have to go suffer?
他说只救他们的人说因受苦难得以完全本是何意。
The Bible tells us that it is fitting for our Lord to suffer.So that he could be perfected.
他在受试探的时候，他受苦。
As he was being tempted, he suffered.
他在十字架上面为我们被钉的时候，他受苦。
As he was crucified on the cross, he suffered.
他说呢，因着这些苦难，他得以完全。
And because of all these afflictions, Lord Jesus was made perfect.
我们也说不明白啊。
And we really do not understand.
我们的主他是那个无瑕疵的羔羊。
Our Lord is the Lamb without any blemish.
他生下就是完全的，一生都是完全。
He was born perfect. All his life was perfect.
这一次希伯来书第五章，他甚至说了，他因着苦难学了顺从。
In Hebrews 5, we even read that because of this sufferings.He learned obedience.
如果我们的主不顺服，不是顺服的话，他怎么会从天上降到地上来呢？
If our Lord were not submissive in heaven, how would he ever come down to the world?
从古到永远，他是顺服神。
From everlasting to everlasting, he is submissive to God.
为什么他还要借着苦难进入完全呢？
Why is it necessary for our Lord?Through suffering to enter into perfection. We do not understand it. Yet, we could accept it in faith. But at least one thing we do understand. The Lord Jesus tells us he did all this to set us an example so we could follow his footsteps. Even though we do not understand our Lord has to be perfected through sufferings,
但是呢，如果我们的主在肉身的时候，他都需要走这条路。
But if our Lord in his flesh has to walk on this journey,
经过苦难是我们进入完全不可少的。
So we know that it's necessary, indispensable for us to go through sufferings in order to enter into perfection.
家庭的苦难，我们经过工作的苦难，我们经过身体病痛的苦难。
Sufferings in your families, at work, in your body, all kinds of sufferings.
如果我们的主他都是借着苦难进入完全。
Even our Lord has been made perfect through these sufferings. What about us?
这是我唯一能够想到的理由。
So, not to mention us, we have to go through the same track. And this is the only answer that I can think of to answer this question.
第三方面呢，他这么做。
Now, the third point is,
因为他带领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
The Lord went through all the sufferings to bring many sons into glory.
他借着死洗去我们的罪。
He cleansed all, washed away all our sins through his death.
他借着复活败坏了常死去的魔鬼。
And he also rendered powerless the one who has the control of death.
他经历
through death.
各样的试炼受苦，为了体恤我们。
And through all various kinds of suffering, just to be sympathetic with us.
他立下榜样，要我们在苦难当中往前行，让我们能够进入完全。
He has set himself as an example so that in the midst of all the suffering, we will continue to forge on until we enter into perfection.
这个最终的目的就是要带领我们进荣耀里去。
His very final, ultimate purpose is for us to enter into perfection.
他要我们长大成人，满有基督长成身。
He wants us to mature, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
是的，他要、yeah. 他的心意是要我们有一天与他一同作王，进他的国度。
Yeah, his desire is indeed for us to mature and one day to enter into eternity to reign together with him.
但是神的心意呢
？But His heart's desire.
他是要我们丰丰富富的进他的国。
As for us to enter, to obtain this entrance into His kingdom abundantly.
每次我读到这那个彼得前书的时候，他说，是不是我们有可能我们贫贫穷穷的进神的国呢
？Is it possible? When every time I read Peter's epistle, is it possible that this entrance would be given to us?Very scantily, poorly.
是真是蛮有怜悯的神。
Yes, God is full of mercy.
但是他要我们进他的国度的时候是丰丰富富的进去。
Yes, He wants us to enter into His kingdom abundantly.
他的心意是要带领众子进入荣耀里去。
His purpose is to bring all the sons into glory.
那么，接着。他跟天使这个比较，我们不但看见他在神子里头，他那个荣耀，他那个丰富。
So through the comparison with the angels, not only do we see all the riches, of our Lord as the Son of God.
借着他在人子里面所成就的工作。
And also through the work he accomplished as the Son of Man.
我们看见的是更荣耀的基督。
We could see the Christ even more glorious. Because he shall bring all the sons into glory.
有时候我在想说，把主跟天使跟主比，怎么比呢？
Sometimes we would think, how could it be possible to compare the Lord with angels?
有一天呢，突然狂风大作，晚上这个停电。
One night, all of a sudden, there is an outage of electricity, and because there is this huge storm going on.
因为气象报告了，所以你准备了一个蜡烛，点了一个准备了火柴。
With gusty wind, and because of the weather broadcast, you have to prepare a candle.
所以呢，赶快起来，把这火柴一点，把蜡烛点上。
So you get up.And light your candle with your match.
原来呢是这个伸手不见五指，一下子的，好像整个房间都亮起来。
It was before so dark you could not even see your fingers. All of a sudden, it's lit up.
要读点什么东西可以读了。
Even you want to read something, you're be able to do it.
所以你让蜡烛点着了，就睡觉去了。
So you just let the candle.Keep burning and you go to bed.
折腾了一夜的，所以一起来说，日上三竿呢、啊。
And after all the hustle and bustle, and when you walk up out, it's already daytime.
才看时间这么晚了，开始忙了，忙东忙西，忙东忙西的。
And you realize it's getting late, so you busy yourself with all kinds of things.
那么临走时想了一件事情。
And then all of a sudden it dawned on you.
我蜡烛还没把它吹灭。
Oh, I haven't blown out the candle yet.
哎呀，这蜡烛都快点完了。
And the candle is burning to the almost to the end.
你说我怎么起来？昨天晚上那么亮的蜡烛，完全把它忘了。
The the candle burned so brightly last night. How could I even forget about him?
当太阳一出来的时候
But because when the sun comes out,
当那个蜡烛的光你根本看都看不到
you cannot even see the light from the candle.
当太阳升起的时候再大的蜡烛都没有光
When the sun rises, no matter how bright the candle might, the light might be, it pales, it is nothing.
有一天呢，朋友呢说，你知道吗？在隔壁的那一周啊，它会出现日全食。
And one day, your friend I told you that. Do you know that in our next day there will be solar eclipse?
所以呢，你会呼朋唤友到那边去看，对，看日全食。
So you might call all your friends and just to see the scene.
啊，真的，当月亮把太阳给遮蔽了以后，完全遮蔽
了。Indeed, when the moon covers the sun,
它这个大地慢慢的黑了。
The whole earth land becomes darker and darker.
不发觉可能要点一个蜡烛，你才看得到东西。
You might feel, oh, I do need to light up a candle to see things.
但是呢，没有多久以后，慢慢的，这全食又过去了。
But very soon, the eclipse passed away.
当太阳一出来以后，你又忘记那个蜡烛。
And once the sun comes out, you would forget your candle.
但是呢，这时候你看见了太阳，你发觉你比较这全食之后，发觉太阳更亮了。
But in comparison with the solar eclipse, you realize the sun seems to be shining even brighter.
当主在地上33年半的时候。
So, while our Lord was on earth for 33.5 years, the glory as the Son of God seemed to be eclipsed by that as the Son of Man. To the point, you feel that, oh, even angels are greater than him. But once he rose from the dead, once he ascended on high.
那么经过这个样的一个比较之后
through this comparison,
你发觉我们的主他更荣美了，更明亮了。
You realize, our Lord Jesus is even brighter and more glorious.
是的，我们要认识在神子里的基督。
Yes, indeed, we need to know him as the Son of God.
他是父所生的，不是父所造的。
He was born of God. He is not created by God.
他是那个创造宇宙万物的主。有一天，他把大西大地都要更新了。
He is the Lord of all creation. One day, the whole universe will be renewed.
他不单是神子，他也是子神。他就是神的那一位。
He's not only the Son of God. He is God the Son. He is God Himself.
那是我们来，当我们看见在人子里的基督的时候。
Yes, when we come to look at the Son of Man,
为了你我的缘故
for my sake,
为了把我们从最终拯救出来的缘故
because he wants to save us out of the sin,
为了让我们脱离仇敌魔鬼辖制的缘故
because he wants to deliver us from the bondage of the enemy devil,
为了要体恤我们这些在肉身上软弱的人
Because he wants to be able to sympathize with all of us in the flesh.
他把他自己的荣光掩藏了。
He covered his very own glory.
他把自己变得比天使小一点，和接受天使的服侍。
He allowed himself to be made a little lower than angels to be ministered by them.
当他的救恩成就之后。
But after the salvation is accomplished.
我们再来看主的时候。
As we come to look at him again.
借着这个救恩。我们再来看主的时候
Through this salvation we come to view our Lord
看见我们的主比以前更柔美了更美丽了
We see our Lord is more glorious more beautiful than before
他说呢这个救恩呢是这么大的救恩
Therefore the writer of Hebrews says so great a salvation
如果我们忽略这么大的救恩我们怎能陶醉
If we neglect so great a salvation How could we escape?
认识在荣耀里的基督不仅仅只是在知识里面认识而已
To know the Christ in glory is not just your mere intellectual understanding
希伯来书的作者不时的 把我们带回来看我们自己。
The writer of the Hebrews time again brings us back to know Christ.
他说我们越发郑重所听见道。
We shall give much closer attention to what we have heard.
恐怕我们随流失去。
Lest we drift away.
面对这么大的经文。
Facing such a great salvation.
一面我们感恩。因为我们俯伏我们敬拜
On the one hand, we are grateful, we bow down and we worship.
里面我们郑重所听见的道
On the other hand, we have to give the more earnest heed to the things we heard.
唯有这点救恩在我们身上能活得出来
So that the salvation could be lived out for us.
那么才不会辜负这么大的机会
So that we will shortchange such a great salvation.
是我们这主付了多么大的代价所
The very salvation has been accomplished by our Lord who has paid such a great price.
那我们在这个在这样的救恩面前，我们俯伏，我们敬拜，我们是谨慎。
Before this great salvation, we bow down and worship our Lord and let's be sober.
能够把我们的主的恩典能够显彰显出来。
To manifest the glory of our Lord.
祈祷告。
Shall we pray together?
Father,
we thank you and praise you.
你儿子是你在创世前，在你怀里所生的独生子。
Your son, the very begotten son, before the creation of the world in your bosom.
荣耀里的神子，既然为我们这些受造的如土如躯的人。
The glorious Son of God shed for all of us who are just like worms and maggots.
道成了肉身住在我们当中，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Shed tabernacle among us and full of truth and grace.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Therefore, open our inner eyes.
让我们看见他自己的荣光。
So we could see His own glory.
在这荣光当中，我们谨慎；在这荣光当中，我们保守我们的脚步。
So in His glory, we would be sober-minded, and we would guard our steps.
我叫他再来的时候，我们能够欢欢喜喜地站在他面前。
So that as He comes again, all of us would stand in His presence with exceeding joy.
叫我们都能够丰丰富富地进入他的国。
So that this entrance will be supplied to us abundantly into His kingdom. In the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.